KLIF News Time 7:50. The Navy SEAL who fired the fatal shot the night terror mastermind Osama bin Laden was shot is speaking out. He has a brand new book. We spoke to Robert O'Neill a little earlier this morning, and this is what he had to say.
Good morning, Dave and Amy. How are you?
Good. Your book is called The Operator. Gosh, what's it like to be that person?
Well, the book is called The Operator because it's actually a story about the life of the operator, and that's everybody. That's all a lot of SEALs, a lot of Green Berets, a lot of Rangers. And it's my life story and all the missions that I did before that. Like that the Bin Laden mission is actually just one of the many missions my team and I did, and it's like in the pages of like 300, chapter 23 or something like that. It's one of very, very many. We were able to complete that so successfully because of the other missions we'd done. That was obviously very high profile. We're very proud of it. But the book, even though it's got the Bin Laden, it's actually the first book about the Bin Laden raid that has been vetted by the Pentagon. So it's the agencies involved, the Pentagon, they all approved it. So it's a legit story, but there's a lot more in there than that. But it's it's quite a ride.
And you have had a remarkable career. You have been decorated with more than 52 times. Among the honors, you've received 2 silver stars, 4 bronze stars with Valor, a Joint Service Commendation Medal with Valor, to name just a few. So can you tell us about that day?
That day we were picked. There was 23 of us that were picked to go on the mission, and it was a one-way mission as far as we were concerned. We knew we weren't going to come back just because of all the variables, possibly getting shot down for flying into Pakistan, getting blown up, shot. If anyone's going to blow himself up, it's going to be Bin Laden. Running out of fuel and getting captured by the Pakistanis and ending up in prison for the rest of our short lives. But we accepted that, knowing we were so confident he was there. And this was, we were fighting for the people who died on 9/11 that weren't supposed to be in the fight. This guy was responsible, and we are supposed to fight. So we all accepted it. And that's what made it so exceptional, is being, mentioning that it was approved by the Pentagon. It's because nothing classified is in there, and nobody really wants to hear the classified stuff because it's not interesting. But they want to know how these operators acted around each other, knowing this is our last day on Earth. What someone looked like and sounded like before he jumped on what he knew was a suicide bomber to give his life for the effort. Even though it didn't happen, and just taking it all in and watching cool guys do just what they're supposed to do, doing cool stuff. It was just, and then ultimately getting up the stairs, finding Bin Laden, seeing him, shooting him, and then the realization of, well, we might live through this. This is incredible.
That is incredible. I want to ask you about that moment. You go through the door into the room, and we've heard that, I guess he was seated on the floor or something, and he looked up. Did he look at you? Did you see his eyes?
Was the way it happened in the last few steps going up the stairs. I was behind one guy, and he was the one I mentioned earlier who kind of brushed a curtain aside on the top of the stairs, ran into some unknowns who turned out to be females, but he assumed they were suicide bombers. So he jumped on them and tackled them to absorb the blast for the guy behind him. And that was me. He didn't know it was me, but he knew it was one of his guys. And to see someone selflessly do that so someone could get the shot, I saw that happen, turned to the right into the bedroom on the third floor. And Bin Laden was actually about 3 feet away from me, standing up. And he had his shoulders on his wife, who was in front of him. And he was sort of pushing her towards me. And when I saw him, it was, less than a second of, he's taller than I thought, skinnier than I thought. His beard is shorter than I thought, and it's gray, but that's his nose. That's him. He's a threat. He's not surrendering. He's probably a suicide bomber. I need to put him down. And that's when I shot him twice in the head and then once more on the ground. And it didn't quite sink in yet, because the wife was still there, and I had to sort of grab her and put her on the bed. And then I saw his 2-year-old son was standing there, and I remember thinking, because I'm a father, this poor kid has nothing to do with any of this. And I picked him up and put him next to his mom. And that's when it started to sink in. And other SEALs had entered the room at that time. And one guy looked at me and said, "Hey, are you good?" And I said, "Yeah, what do we do now?" And he said, "Well, now we go find the computers. We've done this hundreds of times." And I said, "Yeah, you're right. I'm back." "Oh, wow." And he said, "Yeah, you just killed Osama bin Laden. Your life just changed."
Wow. I'm absolutely speechless.
I know, right? It's like we got one of the most interesting interviews we've ever had, and we don't know what to say because it's just such a gripping
story. Were you shaking? I mean, was your heart pounding?
It was, there was adrenaline. Like when we went up the stairs knowing the last few that Bin Laden would be there and blow up, it wasn't bravery. It was just like, let's get it over with. I'm tired of thinking about it. And then when that was done, it's like, well, we still have a few minutes in our safe. We wanted like 30 minutes on the ground. We can still get a bunch of information, a bunch of intelligence, and we can try to leave. And then like with the realization is, wow, we might live tonight. So you get as much as you can, and you're gathering your guys up. And then, you know, we put Bin Laden in a body bag. We needed to bring him out. We carried him, me and three other guys and I carried him down the stairs outside. We split off into helicopters, and then we started to take off. So we're flying back to Pakistan. We have all the intel. You know, we gathered anything electronic, disks or thumb drives. We'd break apart towers and take the hard drives out. We did that all, and we were on the ground for a total of 34 minutes. We're taking off and flying back, and now you're looking around the helicopter at each other. It's like, you know, we have 90 minutes to get to Afghanistan, and then we'll get 50 more years of life. Like, we might live through this, but nobody wanted to say anything, like, because you don't want to jinx it, like watching a no-hitter. But it's been 20 minutes, you know, it's been 30 minutes, it's been 40 minutes, and everyone's kind of looking at each other. And the best analogy that I can give is the 1980 hockey game when the Americans were beating the Russians in Lake Placid in the Olympics, and it's almost done, and you can hear the crowd nervously counting down, you know, 10, 9, like, this might happen, don't jinx it. And then all of a sudden, the pilot came over the radio and said, "All right, gentlemen, for the first time in your lives, you'll be happy to hear this. Welcome to Afghanistan."
Wow, what a story.
Oh, man.
And you can find that and more in The Operator. That's Robert O'Neill's book, The Navy SEAL Who Fired That Fatal Shot to Kill Osama Bin Laden.
I've already downloaded the book. I can't wait to
get it. I know, fascinating.
Yeah.